Old Dominion Memory Lane on B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Welcome to Friday, TGIF. Excited.
TGIF, you sound super excited.
Well, don't I? I'm sorry. It's Friday.
Remember that Friday song? What was it?
Friday. Oh, what was that name?
That was bad.
What was that?
It was Rebecca Black Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I saw her. She like performed at some like festival. I'm like, okay, she's still like.
She's still around. Still kicking.
And she's still making money off that song. Go, girl.
Riley Green, different round here. B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we got the B105 Buzz brought to you by eCentral Energy. Member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. Mm-hmm. Want to start off, Lauren?
I do. So this is really sad. And I was actually very surprised by this. New London Cafe is closing.
New London Cafe. I don't even know where that is. I've heard of it.
Really? Well, I'm not good with directions, but it's on East Superior Street.
Oh.
I'm not good with instructions and directions.
It's
but
that way.
I just know when I was training for grandmas, I would run by it all the time. And I was like, that place looks really good.
Oh, okay. It's right by North Shore Bank of Commerce. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they're really popular for their things like their Friday fish fry, their wild rice burger. They said, your support and shared moments will forever hold a special place in our hearts. Here's to the memories. The last day will be Monday, January 29th. And they said, stay tuned for what's to come for the space. They didn't really say why they were closing.
It's over by the lake. It's over in Lakeside. I guess I don't go
to
Lakeside
that often.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's the problem is I don't go to Lakeside that often because I don't really have any reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Love Lakeside. I used to live there for a while, but yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Yeah. I was going to mention this. Kind of funny. Just go under Ken Hayes' unpopular opinions.
Oh, gosh.
Careful now.
Yeah, please be careful.
Here's the headline. Bundle up Willie. Someone needs to tell Willie how cold Duluth is in May.
Oh, my God.
Because Willie Nelson's coming, right?
And, like, he's so frail.
That's what I'm worried about. The guy's going to be 91, and, like, you know, it's going to be, like, 45 degrees at Bayfront if there's any kind of averages. I mean, low is in the 40s, and then the typical high.
What do we do?
For Bayfront, 60. Well, that's why I want to get the word out there. Somebody tell his people, bring a blanket for him or a snuggie.
I know.
You know?
A snuggie. Willie and a snuggie would be so cute.
Well, anyway.
So cute.
It's going to be cold, but tickets are on sale today for that. That's why I'm bringing it up. The pre-sale. There's a pre-sale code. I got the link there to it, but the code is snowfall, which it may be snowing in May. You never know. But anyway, that's going on.
You really don't know. I'm pretty sure it snowed in May last year, so.
Maybe if we don't have a super harsh winter, it won't be so. It'll be a warmer spring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, there you go. That's your B105 Buzz this morning. Cole Swindell, she had me at Heads, Carolina. B105, Northland's number one for new country. So coming up 2 hours from now, we have Lauren is going to be helping out with the spelling bee.
Yeah.
Grand Country Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick a harder word, too.
Okay.
Because you're going to be a phone a friend if they can't get it.
That's a little scary.
It's the final pair of tickets, and we got to, like, amp this up a little bit. We got to ramp it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, 8:20.
Okay.
Be nervous.
Can I Google it?
No,
I can
that's
Google
what
it.
It's going to be. Because they go up on stage and they Google?
Well,
no.
You're going to scare people, so they're not going to want to take part.
No, people are going to want these tickets. It's Travis Tritt, Lee Bryce. They're going to jump through hoops.
That's true.
It's not going to be that hard.
Okay.
Of course, though, we did give, like, 3 out of 4 words yesterday that we tried out and
yeah, my I had a moment
can,
like that as
you
well.
You can write it down on a card.
Yeah, that
like
helps.
Like they do when you're on stage,
mm-hmm.
You know? Have you ever been part of a spelling bee?
And we know.
B105, Northland, number one for New Country, and we've got New Country today in Lauren's Country Lowdown.
We do. We're going to get to that in a second because the biggest news of the day, for sure, is a country artist, a country icon, is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Who?
Reba McEntire.
Wow, Reba.
That checks out. I didn't realize she's the 4th country star in a row because we had Chris Stapleton last year, Mickey Guyton. Kind of forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eric Church.
That's true. Well, you know, country, very patriotic. Perfect time for them.
Hard to go after Chris Stapleton.
Who's doing the halftime show again this year?
That's Usher.
Oh, and how did I not know that?
Post Malone is singing America the Beautiful, which I'm excited to hear because I just can't picture him, like, really singing, you know?
Sure.
And then Andra Day is also going to be performing. So there you go. Now, Reba says she's honored to be part of something so big and historic. She has sang the national anthem before at the National Finals Rodeo, like in the 1970s. So
wasn't it Luke Bryan do the national anthem at one point and he had to write it down on his hand or something?
That was rough. But was it for the Super Bowl?
No, I think it was for something else.
And then Lady A sang it at a Predators game, and then I remember they messed up. And it was awkward because they were like a cappella. So anyways, that's February 11th.
A lot of pressure.
That's just too
scary.
We
should sing it every morning to start off the day.
No one would listen.
You know all the words?
Yeah.
Could you do it if we...
No.
Should we do it a little bit later on?
No. So anyways, read more about that. B105country.com. New music.
Come up with a bit here, you know.
We have Megan Maroney. She might be moving into her sophomore era because she has a new song out called No Caller ID. She's going big with it. So maybe this means new music. She did say her second record's almost done, which seems super fast. But you can hear it. B105country.com. No Caller ID. And she says it's a song about emo cowgirls who never move on from anything.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
Emo cowgirls. That's a new one.
That's like her thing. It's like she's an emo cowgirl.
You're talking like emo, like as
like
in...
like emotional.
Okay, not like the ostrich looking thing.
That's an emu.
Okay, I want to make sure that I was hearing the same thing. Like a cowgirl that rides an ostrich around, or the emu. Liberty, liberty, liberty.
I am like not well with what just happened.
Well, whatever.
You thought, okay.
I was just clarifying.
Emo, emu.
I know. I was just, I didn't hear you, however
you say it. Okay. Emu. I think we got to just end it there because after you sang that little jingle, I can't.
Liberty, liberty, liberty. Connor Smith, Creek Will Rise, B105. Reba singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Lawrence Country Lowdown? I was thinking about it. It's like, oh, say, can you see?
By the dawn's early light.
No, you got to sing it, though. I can't remember.
I'm not going to sing.
Can you see on the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail as the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. And the ramparts we'd watch.
No, you skipped a part.
No, I didn't. We're so gallantly streaming.
You're reading it right now.
No, I'm not.
I see you're looking at your computer. Oh, okay.
She's looking at a photo.
A photo of a crime scene. Never mind. No. Sorry, accuse you. You do know the national anthem.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, we'll do America Beautiful the next hour.
Remember when Blake and Miranda did that? And they held hands. That was cute.
Oh, that's water under the bridge.
Yeah, you thought that I was cheating. This is all in my brain.
She's got a crime scene photo. Of course you do. Okay.
Okay, it's not a crime scene. It's crime scene tape.
All right, my bad. Sorry. 7:10 laugh off here. 7:10. Okay, coming up on B105. Friday. B105 Breakfast Club, 7:10 Laugh Off, Friday edition.
TGIF. That's all I can say.
Well,
okay.
Did you win yesterday?
You won yesterday.
I want you to go first.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Ken, how does a mushroom clean its house? With a mush broom. Mush broom? Mush room?
Oh, I get it. I get it now. I didn't get it the first time.
Mm-mm. Don't admit that.
Mushroom. I was like, what's that? I don't get it.
Mushroom.
But it rhymes with a mushroom. Got it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't mind my coffee yet.
Yeah. Yikes.
That's a tough one.
That was tough, but I feel like it was more tough for you, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, my wife says the salad I make tends to be a bit on the dry side. Well, it's definitely something that needs addressing.
Almost laughed. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Ken, why is a mini fridge so much better than just like a normal fridge? It's just cooler.
Wow.
Okay.
Lauren. Today my wife caught me standing on the bathroom scale, sucking in my stomach. She's like, is that gonna help? And I said, sure, it's the way I can see the numbers.
Relatable. Okay, that was a good joke.
Well, apparently.
You had a salad joke, now a weight joke. Is there like a little theme I'm sensing here?
Well, my New Year's resolutions are going so hot.
Well, I hope that, same. Well, I hope that you understand this joke.
Well, that was a little rude.
The first joke you didn't understand.
Okay, fine.
Ken, what do the fungi enjoy around a campfire? Spores.
Okay, I haven't heard of a good fungi joke in a while.
Well, I have a lot.
And I was wondering where that was going.
I have a lot.
Did you stumble on a book of fungi jokes? Mushroom jokes?
I can't tell you.
You must have.
I can't tell you.
You must have got somewhere. He moved on from scones.
Yeah, those were good jokes, though. Did you laugh at one of my scone jokes?
I think I did.
Love it.
Yeah, they were pretty crummy.
Okay. There's something there.
I don't know what's going on anymore. 7-Eleven, there you go. We'll put this to bed for the week. And yeah. And we'll have your brain teaser question. That's next here on B105 The Way.
I can't remember. I just looked. I think this is kind of easy if we give a few hints here. So we have Taco John's up for grabs. The average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. That definitely checks out because you got to do this for work. You got to do this for family. You got to do this for your significant other.
Some people are still doing this in January.
It's exhausting.
We know how Lauren feels. Okay. Average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. 727B105.
What do you think?
I think I did 10 of these, but half a dozen for sure.
I would say I did the same.
All right. 727B105. Call 9. Win some Taco John's. The average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. Good luck. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. All right, 7:25. We got your brain teaser question today. It goes like this.
The average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. What is it?
Okay, let's go to the phone, see what we got here. Hello, B105. What's your guess?
Plane.
Yeah, I wish that was true.
That does check out. You got to do it for yourself, for your work, but no, not clean.
It's not clean, though.
All right.
All right, thank you. Hi, B105. What's your guess?
Shopping?
Not shopping.
Darn.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one. Hi, what's your guess?
Gave a gift card.
Not gave a gift card.
Okay.
But thank you for calling.
Thank
you.
All
right. All that would be like in preparation for this.
Yeah, this requires a lot of effort. You got to leave the house.
Well, unless people come over. Average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. All right. 727-B105. Call now. Good luck. We'll give you another chance right now on the Breakfast Club. And we'll look at your weather forecast, too, here in a minute. And then Breakfast Club confessions. So we got to wrap this up.
We do. We got lots to do.
727-B105. Average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. Call now. Good luck. Okay, let's wrap this up. Hopefully, the brain teaser question.
Yes, we need to get an answer for this. So, the average person did this 10 times during the holiday season last year. What is it?
Okay, let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hi, what do you think?
Is it eat food?
Not eat food.
Darn it.
That's all I did during the holiday season.
Gosh, same. Yeah,
24/7.
I feel you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your guess?
Gave gift?
Not give gifts.
Okay, thank you.
A tough one today, I guess. Hi, what's your guess?
Hi, is it crying?
It's not crying, but you might do this.
No.
You know, it's a tough time of year for a lot of people. You know, I get it.
But hey, it's stressful.
Yeah, all right. Well, hang in there, okay? You doing all right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Have a good Friday, okay?
Good. Bye.
Bye. That was the best. All right, what's your guess?
Celebrate the holidays?
Yeah, because you're at a party, right? So that's what it is. It's celebrations. Right. Go to holiday parties, all that kind of jazz. Very good. What's your name?
Tiffany.
How many times did you go to a holiday party, or how many get-togethers did you have, you think? Too many?
Four.
That's not too bad.
Still exhausting, though.
Well,
if you think about it,
just so much eating.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, hey, congratulations. Speaking of eating, we got you some Taco John's. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for playing. And coming up, we have Breakfast Club confessions at 7:40.
Yeah, I have one that's been weighing on me since was it Monday or Tuesday?
Oh boy, you can be all right.
Yeah, it's like a harmless one, but it is really, really funny.
Mine's just embarrassing, and it led to the culmination yesterday of being embarrassed in public.
Oh, perfect.
So then I'll talk about it on the radio. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, boy. We need this week. We need to...
We do.
We need a little... Talk it out, you know?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club confessions. What's happening?
Can I go first?
You know? Right ahead.
Because this has just been weighing on me. I can't remember if this happened Monday or Tuesday. A lot of times you see people in the Holiday Center that are like traveling here for work or something and they look lost. right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are lost or don't know how to use the ramp or all the time.
I am always like telling people directions, you know, where to go. Yeah. So as I was leaving work, I was super tired and I was like, oh, can't wait to go home, take a nap. I saw this man in the Holiday Center lobby and he looked very distressed and he came up to me and he's like, can you please tell me where Subway is? I've been looking for Subway. Like he was on the first floor and he wasn't from here. So he's like, I just don't know where it is. I've been looking on this floor. I'm like, oh, well, it's on the second floor. So he's like, okay. So I said, go up the escalator, take a left. That's where Subway is, right? Mm-hmm. So then as he's going up the escalator, I'm like, wait, it's to the right. Have no idea why I had this brain fart. So then I shouted, sir, it's actually to the right. No, it's to the left. But I told him to the right. And then I saw him go right. And I was like, wait, that's wrong. But I didn't want to chase after him.
So you did mention earlier this week that you're not very good with directions.
But I know that Subway's up the escalator to the left. Yeah, I know that. But I just had
the greenery.
A brain fart. And I was just hoping that he would look to the left and see it. And then I felt terrible. I'm like, I should have chased him and told him it's that way because he probably went all the way past the greenery down who knows where.
That's the worst when you're trying to help out somebody and then you give them the wrong direction.
I felt so bad. I was just like tired and just like tapped out for the day. And I was so proud that he asked me and I gave him the right directions and then I messed
it
up.
Wrong direction.
And then I just like was driving home and I'm like, that poor man, I hope you got your sandwich. I felt terrible. I'm not good at directions. Anyways, that's my Breakfast Club confession. It was harmless. I wasn't a jerk. I just need to do better.
Yeah.
So anyways.
That's funny. I've had problems with my pants.
Okay, you really have. You really, really have.
Oh, you don't even know the end of it. So the other day I went to lunch, and I was having a burger over here at the Lyric.
You've had lunch like every day this week.
I've been invited a lot.
Yeah.
From different
things. I'm never invited, but that's okay.
But here's the deal. I was eating a hamburger, and a chunk of it broke off, and it was greasy, and it fell down and rolled down my shirt and down my leg. Like, I mean, it touched everything it could on its way down to the floor, and it stained my pants with grease.
Bummer.
So I got home, and then I'm like, okay, I got to wash these pants. I Dawn dish soap in it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's an expensive pair of pants, right?
Right.
So I did that, and I got it, so that's fine. Well, then the next day, I was wearing a different pair of pants, and I was over making popcorn, a new popcorn maker, and I looked down after the popcorn, and I got the popcorn popping oil all over my pants, and I stained those pants, and it was like another. I'm like, what is my deal? So I went home again, Dawn dish soap, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm not even using Tide. I'm just using Dawn dish soap for my laundry detergent, basically.
That's what you have to do.
I got it out, right? But then I couldn't find my belt because I was going back and forth with all my paint. I couldn't find my belt yesterday, and I had to take the dog for a walk. So I'm taking the dog for a walk. And you know how there's the one pair of pants you always have, like, what are you doing? And it's because why are you playing with your zipper? I'm like, I'm not playing with my zipper. The zipper keeps coming down on this pair of pants, right? Well, that also has now led to the button undoing itself sometimes.
Yeah, because I see you fixing it.
So yesterday I'm walking my dog. It's freezing cold, so I got my gloves on, right? And all of a sudden, my pants pop open and fall down.
They fell down?
They started falling down. I caught them. But then I couldn't grab the zipper and button it with my gloves on because it was so cold. So I had to stop and, like, take my gloves off to button my pants back up. And meanwhile, I put the leash under my arm, you know, because the dog is there. Right. And I'm trying to do this. All of a sudden, I look over and the dog is, like, 50 yards away because apparently slipped out. So my dog is running. So I'm chasing my dog holding up my pants.
That's something I would pay so much money for to witness. If somebody has a Ring doorbell camera, in Superior, please look at it. Call
me. See a guy clutching his pants chasing after a dog. That's me.
Send it to us. I'll pay.
Rough day.
You had it rough than me. Rougher than me.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, I'm doing okay though.
Stay away from anything with grease.
Yeah, I know. I have to. I'm gonna just eat salad. Reload. Here we go.
I've been waiting a long time, maybe 10 years to say this, Ken. Thank you, Rex Lynn. Thank you.
For what?
Well, he was on CSI Miami. That's not why.
I know that.
That's why I wanted to thank him. But he is the reason that Reba is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
How's that?
So she just did an interview post-announcement, obviously, because it's a super big deal. And she's the fourth country star in a row to do it, which is amazing. So she said she got the call from her manager. And the manager said, they want you to sing the national anthem. You're their first choice, all of that. And she said, let me think about it. Because even if you're the biggest star in the world, there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
People will judge you, critique you, drag you through the mud, you know. So she's like, let me think about it. Well, then her boyfriend grabbed the phone and was like, no, she's going to do it. She's going to do it. Apparently, he's like a big football fan. So obviously, he wants to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
She gets to bring a plus one, I suppose, right?
Yeah. And so I thought that was funny. You can see her full interview, B105country.com. I do think she would have regretted it if she didn't take it because that's a huge honor. But he was like, yeah, you're doing it. We're going. Thank you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So. Love that. Excited. Also Post Malone.
Like, I'll sing it if she doesn't want to sing it. Right. I just want to go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And I mean, he gets the VIP experience. It's perfect. Right. Perfect. Kane Brown, we all know that he is about to be a dad to baby number three. They announced on Christmas that they are pregnant, having a boy. Well, Caitlin just did a Q&A on Instagram, and a lot of people asked her, will you be keeping the trend because everyone in their family has the initials KB?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they have Cody is one of their daughters, and then Kingsley, and then there's Kane and Caitlin. So she said, we do have a name. She said, if somebody comes up with a better name before I give birth, we might change it. But right now, they do have a name. It starts with K, so the initials will be KB. Wonderful. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, they called me, sometimes they called me Kenny Boy. I have KB. They called Kenny Boy.
I don't know about that nickname.
Well, it didn't stick.
Yeah. Well, we could make it stick. It's not too late. No, I'm not going to do that. You've been through enough this week.
Thank you. Last
but not least, John Party. He's also going to be a dad to two. His wife, Summer, is pregnant. They just announced that. They did a pizza gender reveal. Another baby girl's on the way. And they are in Mexico for Luke Bryan's Crash My Playa. And Summer showing off her baby bump. So you can see that. B105country.com. She also shared some photos of Presley and John, and Presley looks exactly like John.
Oh.
Yeah. So, cute. Yeah. Very cute.
Well, good for them.
There you go. Lots of baby news. You can see all of that B105country.com.
Very uplifting.
It's better than like it's not better, but like it's nice to have a break from the tea and the shade and all that, you know?
Well, that's called growth, Lauren.
I'm growing.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Luke Bryan.
Let's do it.
Okay, so there's not a lot out. What movie were you talking about?
Well, I don't know if it comes out this weekend. I think it does. It's called, it's a scary movie, kind of similar to Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh.
What's it called? Oh, I just looked it up yesterday because Tony from Mix and I, we went to Thanksgiving, the movie. You didn't want to come with us.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Is it Founders Day?
Yes, that's what it is. It's like the same thing as Thanksgiving, but just a different holiday. So you know that I'm going to be seeing this.
It's not in theaters. Not here locally. Not from what I'm seeing.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at Duluth Marcus Theaters. I don't see
devastated.
It.
Devastated.
Well.
What?
Is it even in theaters? It's
oh, my gosh. Hey, they have it in Hibbing.
You're going to Hibbing. Okay.
I'm going to Hibbing.
Well, here's what this is about. This is a satirical political slasher from Bloomquist Brothers. Who are they?
They're like horror movie legends.
The way you jumped, you leapt.
They're iconic.
Okay, I'm sorry. A small town is shaken by a series of ominous killings in the days leading up to a heated mayoral election. As accusations fly and the threat of a masked killer darkens every street corner, the residents must race to uncover the truth before fear consumes the town.
I have chills. Sounds so good.
Gosh, so over the top. Okay, this one's actually in theaters. This is the only one other new one that's out.
Okay.
This one's called ISS, you know, for the International Space Station.
I think I would see that.
Tensions flare in the near future aboard the International Space Station as a worldwide conflict breaks out on Earth. This sounds eerily...
Too close to home, possibly. Right. I would agree with that.
Reeling from this, the astronauts receive orders from the ground. Take control of the station by any means necessary.
That's scary.
I don't really know many people in this one.
Ariana DeBose is in it. She won an Oscar a few years ago for West Side Story.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I don't know. I didn't recognize her. John Gallagher Jr., who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Chris Messina?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay.
It's only an hour and a half, which when I think of space movies, I think of them being like 4 hours long. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, pretty quick. Well, there you go. That's all it is, really. That's it. And then there's some other, Wonka's still in theaters.
That was a good movie.
Mean Girls in theaters.
Wonka's good.
So, you know, my daughter wanted to go see Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought, well, let's watch the original Mean Girls together last. Right. And then I got like 5 minutes in the movie. I'm like, this is not appropriate.
No, I was shocked when you told me that she wanted to go.
I didn't know. I never saw it, but it's not appropriate. And I looked at her and I'm like, we can't watch this. This is
the adult. Yeah. And it's like the same movie too. It's just a musical.
Crazy. So. Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. 8:13 B105. We got Grand Country Nights tickets coming up at 8:20 B105. Grand Country Nights coming August 9th and 10th. We got tickets we're giving away. They're on sale right now, but you can win them right now by playing Travis Tritt Spelling Bee in honor of T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Yep.
He's going to be one of the headliners. Lee Bryce going to be there too. Travis Denning.
Yeah, great lineup. And I have my hands in my pockets right now because I am going to be helping. It's our last winner for today with us. So, yes, I do.
Get your laptop open though.
But I can't type.
I'll be watching.
Okay,
I'll be watching. Because she's going to help you out if you have a problem.
What I was trying to say, but.
I was looking at some of these spelling bee words. And I'm like, holy cow, I didn't know that's how
you spell. Don't make it too hard.
Like potpourri. I don't spell potpourri.
P-O-U-P-O-U-R-R-I.
You forgot a T.
There's a T?
Oh, boy. Lauren's your help today.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to take caller 5, and Ken's going to choose a word. If it's hard, you can phone a friend. I will do my best. I'm a little...
It can be fun. Can't wait. Tickets on sale right now. All right? Yep. Are you ready, Lauren?
I am ready. So
give me the lifeline if we need you.
Because it's our last time doing it, you can phone a friend, and that phoning of a friend can be me. Hopefully you won't need it, though.
All right, let's go to the phone. So we got Hello B105. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, okay, we're going to have you do some spelling for us, okay?
Okay.
And if you get stuck, Lauren's going to help you.
Hopefully.
Yay.
Okay, well, she's a pretty good speller, even though we don't have to go into that.
There is not a T in potpourri. I don't believe that.
Okay. It's okay, though. All right, Sarah, here's your word. Transcend. Transcend, as in... The music transcends genres. I don't know.
Choice.
Okay, transcend whenever you're ready, Sarah.
T-R-A-N-S-C-E-N-D.
Sarah, you are awesome. You got it.
Yay. I was panicking in my head, but I think I would have got that.
Lauren didn't even have to help you. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, well, congratulations. We're going to see you at Grand Country Nights, okay?
Thank you so much.
The other word I was going to pick... Because I'm on 2022 Words of the Champions. That's the recent one they have up, I guess, apparently.
Okay.
The other one I was going to do is smithereens.
Okay. S-M-I-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-S. How did this turn into me having a spelling bee?
I didn't know how to spell this one either, to be honest.
How do you spell it?
S-M-I-T-H-E-R-E-E-N-S. Doesn't sound right, does it?
I don't think that's right.
How about this one? Anonymity. I can't even say it.
A-N-O-N-Y-M-I-T-Y.
You got that one.
Okay, good.
I got that one. Okay,
I would have got the transcends right, but it's okay. Sarah did.
Well, good. Well, congratulations. I know I had a lot of fun. Grand Country Nights. We'll see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets on sale now, and that comes with free camping, too.
Yep.
If you get the whole weekend pass. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
Good times.
All right, we'll see you there. B105. B105, Northland's number one for new country, and we've got some jerk today. You know, winter driving is on top of our minds lately.
People finally are terrible at it, too.
Well, this is exactly what we have. This happened in New York. You know how they have plow cameras and stuff, and you can track where, like, plows are and everything? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a plow camera that caught a accident after a sedan was on a New York road. It was a back road. Not New York City, but, you know, it was a two-lane road. A car was speeding, trying to pass a semi-truck on a narrow, snow-covered road when it then passed and then smashed in head-on to a plow.
That's scary. And also, like, in the winter, even though we're always in a rush, you got to just be late for whatever you're going to be late for. It's not worth it.
Right. Doesn't say if anybody was... I mean, obviously, I imagine they were hurt. Doesn't say if there's any fatalities on that, but... the New York Department of Transportation used the video to warn people about, and you watch it. I mean, that car is just crazy. But don't pass.
You know,
I had that happen yesterday. The other day, someone was like swerving through, and the roads were super icy. I was like,
right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and like, don't get so close. You know, like people love to just ride your car.
Another thing is you should make sure that you're not driving with just a little scraped area for you to look through.
Yeah. We're all guilty of that, but like it's just not worth it either.
Right.
You know, you got to scrape all the snow off.
Drive safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's still, you know, I've been surprised how slippery it's still when it gets really cold like this.
Yeah,
at intersections and stuff. You know how they're a little icy. A lot of that is because the exhaust is freezing to the road. So right. We got to remember that can make things slick too. So even if it hasn't been snowing, rain, if it's cold, it could still be slick in some spots like that. There you go. That's your driving tips here for you.
We need them.
Dan and Shay right now saving the. Billy Currington, Do I Make You Wanna on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got some angel here with Lauren. She said this is very on brand for us. So I'm kind of scared to see what she's talking about.
Yeah, so especially I feel like over the past few weeks, we've had airplane stories, terrible things happening on airplanes.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening.
Somebody bit somebody the other day. It's just bad. But I saw this on Good News Network and I was like, okay, it's not really an angel, but it's some good news.
Okay.
So, 2023 was one of aviation's safest years ever.
Last year was. I guess 2024 is not off to a great start, but last year was good.
But 2023 was the safest year in aviation history with no large turbofan-powered jet aircraft being involved in anything resembling a crash. Now, there were, unfortunately, smaller aircrafts, which got into crashes and everything like that, and that's terrible. But in terms of
big commercial
airliners, it was the safest year. So I just wanted to put that out there because we've had the door blow off an Alaskan Airlines flight.
Those two wings clipped in Japan. Japan had another accident we're just talking about.
Oh, great. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that. You can go read more.
So
like
2023
I said,
is pretty safe here. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hoping for this. Well,
hopefully 2024 turns it around here.
Yeah, so far not great, but.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. Very on brand. B105, Northland's number one for new country. We will see you later. We're going to pass on the baton to Joe Danger.
Like a relay race. We're going to go race.
You're the runner. You're the runner.
I know. Yeah, I don't want to be, but yeah.
Well, someone's got to be in this room, and it's not going to be me. Okay, well, we'll see you later. Travis Detting right now.